goes to Sarah Vanderhoof, V-A-N-D-E-R-H-O-O-F, like Frank, P-A-C, fax 989-352-8451, regarding Lydia, L-Y-D-I-A, Cantu, C-A-N-T-U, date of birth 8-5-1942. Dear Ms. Vanderhoof, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Ms. Cantu with stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Her last visit was October 5th of 2023. She did lose 11 pounds over the last 6 months, and she is trying to lose weight by limiting caloric intake, and it does seem to be working. She's had no hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit, no ER visits, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, cough, wheezing, or sputum production. She has dyspnea on exertion that is stable, none at rest. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the lisinopril, 40 milligram daily. Also, Xarelto, 20 milligram daily. Hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligram daily. Potassium chloride is 20 mil equivalent daily. Flecainide, it's F like Frank, L-E-C-A-I, and like November, I-D-E, is 50 milligram twice a day. And metoprolol, extended release, is 25 milligram once daily. Physical exam, weight 230 pounds, and she was unable to get her blood pressure for us today. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 3/16/2024. Creatinine was slightly improved at 1.19. Estimated GFR is 46. Previous levels 1.28 and 1.3. Electrolytes are normal with potassium of 4.4. Calcium 8.7. Albumin is 4.2. Hemoglobin is 12.2 with normal white count and normal platelets. And ferritin, 447. Iron is 77 and iron saturation is 24. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression, no indication for dialysis. 2, hypertension. And 3, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated with Xarelto. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.